Weather conditions across the Midwest are certainly going to be cold as we go forward through this next week, and we'll see temperatures well below average, with the frost and freezes eventually reaching down into portions of the U.S. Delta in the southeastern states. In fact, we'll probably see some snow fly across parts of the eastern Midwest, as far south as parts of Virginia and North Carolina as we get into the late weekend and early part of next week. Rather unusual for the 25th of March. The temperature extreme in the northern Midwest as we get into the latter part of this weekend and early portion of next week will end up being the positive negative single digits Fahrenheit near the Canada border, and single digits and teens across the remainder of the northern Midwest. We'll probably also expect to see the lower Midwest experience some of the afternoon temperatures in the 30s and 40s, and lows at night probably teens and 20s. This will last until Tuesday, and then we'll probably start to see a warming trend with temperatures returning back to a more normal range as we finish out the week next week. The news that everyone's going to be talking about today is the ridge of high pressure that's being advertised to develop after this cold surge. That ridge is expected to develop in the last days of March and first days in April. And if it comes to fruition, we'll likely see temperatures up well above average across parts of the Midwest for a few days. That will raise soil temperatures, melt what's left of the snow out there, and set the stage for perhaps a little bit of field work. The question is how quick can we warm the soil temperatures before the rains come back across the Midwest? The discussion today is about the fact that there will be an increase in precipitation about the time that the warming trend starts to set in, and that will create an environment there where the window of opportunity to get into fields may be somewhat restricted. We do expect to see a little bit of light precipitation occurring across the Midwest today as the first surge of cold air comes across the region. We'll see this occurring mostly as snowfall from the eastern Dakotas into Minnesota, Wisconsin, and parts of Michigan. The greatest snow accumulations will occur in northern Minnesota today, and perhaps as we go through the night tonight in parts of Michigan. Otherwise, most of the snowfall will be relatively light across the region. There will be a little bit of rain that will come with this as well. The colder temperatures that will come in behind it will certainly be notable. With the cold surface high pressure system coming in across the plains and Midwest will likely clear the skies out and give us some dry weather for a little bit. But as the reinforcing shot of colder air starts to come down from Canada, we'll likely see another small disturbance developing in South Dakota and Nebraska as we get out towards Sunday into early Monday, and it will race across parts of the Midwest, and that's when we'll start to see that snowfall in the eastern parts of the Midwest, and then a more organized snow event perhaps for Virginia and some of the crop areas in parts of North Carolina as we get towards Monday. After that, the coldest weather will settle in, and that's when we'll see the frost and freeze events in the lower parts of the Midwest and portions of the interior southeastern states, and we'll likely also see the makings of a ridge of high pressure in the western United States. That ridge of high pressure in the west will certainly begin to build up more significantly as we get to the last days in March, and it will be centered on the plains initially and move progressively across the Midwest shortly thereafter, giving us a rise in temperatures that will be notable. We'll probably see 60 and 70 degree highs across a big part of the Midwest. We'll probably see some 70 and 80 degree readings in the southern plains, and that will raise the need for moisture across hard red winter wheat country. Right now it looks as though that area will probably not see much in the way of meaningful precipitation for a while, but the storm system in early April could bring a little bit of relief. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.